It is July 28th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Crane Chicago Business has a story titled Two Loop Office Buildings Face Loan Trouble. One of the buildings is one of the few buildings I formerly worked in, 216 West Jackson, the former home of First American Discount. It was also home until recently to Rosenthal Collins Group, which is now part of Merrick's. The other building is the 19 South LaSalle Street building. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reports Citadel is adding office space for its growing Hong Kong teams, which is countertrend to other financial firms that have moved people out of Hong Kong because of stringent COVID restrictions. And just for good measure, Google plans to buy the James R. Thompson Center from the state of Illinois, which Crane Chicago Business says signals a massive new commitment to Chicago by the technology giant. Justin Llewellyn Jones of Broadridge has an article in Financial Technology Forum titled Why Post-Trade Data is Key to Digitization. He makes the case for an evolutionary approach to digitization. The Wall Street Journal staff has come out with their summer reading list of 10 books to read, the 10 best reviews of July. An Uprising of Animators, The Search for Dark Matter, an NFL team's legendary season, and more highlights from this month's in books. Chicago-based veteran financial journalist Debbie Carlson, who writes for several publications, has a piece today in Barron's titled, These ETFs Promise Protection in a Down Market. It's working. The New York Stock Exchange is looking for a full-time communications associate in New York, reporting to head of communications of the NYSE, Farrell Kramer. Peak Six has a number of open positions that might appeal to you. The list includes chief of staff, staff accountant, application support analyst, IT support specialist, and procurement specialist. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a press release from Quantitative Brokers. Quantitative Brokers expands Cboe collaboration, adds VIX to Liquidity Tractor, QB provides best execution analytics and new analytics to help track and achieve best execution on VIX futures. Quantitative Brokers, QB, a leading provider of advanced institutional execution algorithms and data-driven analytics for global futures options and OTC fixed income markets, today announced that it is adding the widely traded Cboe Volatility Index, VIX, futures contracts to QB's Liquidity Tracker open source analytics tool. Cboe is a leading provider of global market infrastructure and tradable products, and this latest move expands QB's support of Cboe products. My comment, QB continues to methodically add products to its mix. Here's a story from Entrepreneur. 12 scams to avoid during retirement. Scams use the stereotype of a confused older person giving their money to a scammer is almost cliche at this point. Unfortunately, not many people question this idea. Scams use the stereotype of older person giving their money to a scammer is almost a cliche at this point in time. Unfortunately, not many people question this idea, leading them to ask why seniors fall for scams in the first place. A better question may be, why does anyone fall for a scam? Some experts theorize that perhaps heightened isolation and loneliness that many retirees experience primes them to fall prey to scams. Others hypothesize that some degree of diminishment of cognitive cognitive abilities may be at play, making seniors more susceptible to believing outlandish claims. Moreover, it might surprise you that the seniors fall for scams all the time trope is actually a myth. In fact, one annual study suggests year after year, young people fall for more scams and hoaxes than their elders, losing more money to unscrupulous bad actors every year. My comment, young people lose more money than seniors, but they should know better. Here's a press release from Walters Kluwer. An industry in disruption, a survey of the automotive industry's journey from paper to digital. Digital transformation is advancing the automotive industry with new tools improving the efficiency and accuracy of financing processes. Deploying e-contract and e-signature solutions can help auto dealers, lenders, and service providers streamline processes, improve compliance, and deliver a better experience to consumers. But how many auto companies are taking advantage of this digitization opportunity? What's holding them back? And how could their choices influence your next steps? My comment, not open outcry, but another industry moving from paper to digital solutions. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the OCC press release. OCC names ABN AMRO clearing executive Mike Nowak as chief financial officer. Mike Nowak was also our Markets Wiki page of the day Wednesday. Second was Coinbase faces huge challenge, which may affect all of crypto from the street. Third was the libertarian cartoons promise to turn your kids into little Ayn Rands from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg. Crypto exchange FTX US expands stock trading, plans options next, stock trading service launched to all US users after beta tests, plans to add options trading in future following Robinhood. Crypto exchange FTX US is expanding its no-fee stock trading service to all US users, including non-crypto investors, in a move to expand its customer base and increase assets under custody. Quote, our beta users were from a pool of existing FTX US crypto users, unquote, Brett Harrison, president of FTX, said in an interview. It will be very interesting when we open it up to see how many FTX users start to trade stocks and to what extent we will be able to bring new users. Here's a story from The Guardian. Humanity can't equivocate any longer. This is a climate emergency. The climate emergency has been declared over and over. The future the scientists warned us about is here now. We are declaring a climate emergency. Everyone can, in whatever place on Earth they call home. Now, no one needs to wait for politicians anymore. We have been waiting for them for decades. What history shows us is that when people lead, governments follow. Our power resides in what we are witnessing. We cannot deny the Great Salt Lake is vanishing before our eyes into a sun-cracked playa of salt and toxic chemicals. Nor can we deny that Lake Mead is reduced to a puddle. In New Mexico, a wildfire that began in early April is still burning in late July. Last August, the eye of the hurricane Ida split into two. There was no calm, only 190-mile-an-hour winds ripping towns in the bayous of Louisiana to shreds. 7 million acres in American West burned in 2021. The future the scientists warned us about is where we live now. Here's a story from the New York Times. Hardly anyone talks about how fracking was an extraordinary boondoggle. In the energy scramble provoked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American liquid natural gas has so far played the role of Europe's white knight. If Europe manages to keep its lights on, homes heated and factories running this winter, when energy demand is highest, it will be in large part thanks to shipments of Americans' gas, which have more than doubled since the war began. Today, two-thirds of American oil and even more of its gas come from hydraulic fracturing. better known as fracking, which has played this heroic-seeming role before in the country's long post-9/11 to get out from the grip of Middle East producers and secure what is often described as energy independence. Donald Trump preferred the term energy dominance. It hasn't proved quite as useful as you might think, because energy prices are set on global markets. Domestic production doesn't mean Americans pay less at the pump, but thanks in large part to fracking, the United States has become the world's largest producer of both oil and gas. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.